Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Izzy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government will close two pill testing sites next month, despite new evidence that a lethal synthesis opioid is spreading in Australia. For the first time, nitazenes, which are stronger than fentanyl and 100 times more potent than heroin, have been detected in Australian wastewater. The Australian Medical Association Queensland said the recent findings emphasise the necessity of pill testing services to protect the health and well-being of the community.
Adrian Schrinner's controversial criminalisation of rough sleeping in Brisbane has taken a sharp turn after not a single fine or move-on order was issued to homeless people in Brisbane. Upon being evicted from Musgrave Park, Connor O'Sullivan was sent to crisis accommodation last Friday, but was soon evicted and sent back to Musgrave Park. Rough Sleepers reported that the most action they underwent was being told by a police liaison officer that they were most likely going to be asked to move on.
In national news, a recent report from the ACCC has found that Woolworths and Coles have increased their earning margins in recent years. The ACCC has declared that Australian market between Woolworths and Coles is not a duopoly, despite the giants being some of the most profitable supermarket businesses globally. The report has found that earning margins are particularly rising on branded products.
Hundreds of Corella birds have died on Monday after a suspected mass poisoning in the Newcastle suburbs of Carrington, Hamilton and Broadmeadow. Local vets are aiding the recovery of at least 100 of the birds. The Environmental Protection Agency is investigating the cause of the deaths.
In international news, a US jury has decided that Greenpeace must pay more than $1 billion in damages for defamation in connection to protests against the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline's construction in North Dakota. Greenpeace said that a large award to the oil company would be financially disastrous for their organization. The environmental group says it plans to appeal the decisions and is filing an anti-intimidation lawsuit.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.